Star 88.3, this is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. So glad to have you journey along with me today, and I hope that we help you on your journey. A lot of women and men have experienced miscarriage and know the devastation of that and the heartache of that. And I think sometimes it gets kind of brushed under the rug because people don't want to talk about it, or people on the outside don't know how to talk about it with the person that's going through it. So this sweet lady that I've interviewed before, she now has a book talking about it because she and her husband have been through it. Rachel Lohman is known as a minister, a speaker, an encourager, and now an author. She's the founder of Hope Again Collective, and her new book, Miscarried Hope, Journeying with Jesus Through Pregnancy and Infant Loss. Rachel, thank you for your time. Tell me what God is doing for you right now, friend.
Thanks, Melissa. Yeah, it's been incredible to write a hope-filled resource for a topic that unfortunately is so common. It's an estimated that one in three pregnancies ends in loss. And I think especially for the church, we have such an opportunity to meet hurting parents with the hope of Jesus in this very real grief. But like you said, yeah, it's just a topic that still, for whatever reason, our culture brushes under the rug. And so a lot of parents suffer in silence and in shame. So I am really hopeful that this book will be a practical resource to equip couples like me and my husband, like what we needed years ago, as they walk through grief and loss from losing a child, but still cling to the hope of Jesus.
I love that. And I love your heart in that, willing to talk about it, because some people don't talk about it, and they won't for years because it's so traumatizing. And I understand not wanting to talk about it. So thank you for that. I have to ask you, what is it that you and Mark needed when you went through that, so someone else looking in from the outside can help? What is it that we could do better?
I think I needed more opportunities to talk about it and to process out loud with somebody else what I was walking through. And I found that in a great counselor, but I wish I would have had more conversations about that where I didn't have to bring it up.
Gotcha.
I still did.
Sure.
But I think that's one of those misconceptions, and it's honestly something that I held to. I would always think, you know, when I'm around somebody who has experienced loss, because this applies to any type of loss, you don't want to bring it up in case you want to make them think about it or make them sad. But the reality is, if you are the one who has experienced loss, you are always thinking about it, especially in those first few months where the grief is so fresh. And many of us are just dying for that piece of our story to be acknowledged and recognized. And it could be as simple as a text that says, you know, hey, friend, I'm thinking about you and your baby today. I just wanted to check in, or I'm going to the grocery this week. What can I get for you? What time could I put dinner on your doorstep? You know, some of those practical things that say, I see you.
I think more than anything is to say, I see you, and not avoid it, because it then it feels like you're saying it's not real to me. You're saying that my pain isn't real and you don't want to acknowledge it. And you're telling your whole story in your book, right?
Yeah, it's out now and available. It's already been really healing for me to see women read the book and send me their feedback. I've even had some people read it who are family members of those who've experienced loss. So they haven't had the loss themselves, but they have wanted to better understand. And that encourages me so much, because I think that's how, as a culture, and especially as the church, we're able to shift some of that stigma away and off of this and say, hey, this is just another ministry opportunity where we can meet people in their brokenness and in their pain with the very real hope of Jesus as one who suffered as well.
Amen. Rachel, thank you. Can I say that? Thank you. Thank you for saying that and sharing your hearts. And the book is called Miscarried Hope, Journeying with Jesus Through Pregnancy and Infant Loss. And you can find out everything you need to know, how to connect with that, and more information on her organization, Hope Again Collective, on my Conversations link. It's there right now, and it will stay there at star883.com.